So we're at Training Zone Live 2012, and I'm with Dr. Nicola Lincoln from Chartwell, who delivered a really interesting session on influence. It was entitled Positive Power and Influence. Can I ask you, Nicola, what you talked about the prevailing style of influence of the Brits. Can you just describe what that is like and suggest some better ways that we might be able to influence people based on how other people do it around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the British tend to be a little waffly and tend to focus on what they think rather than what they want. So one of the key things that Brits are criticised for is not getting to the point soon enough, talking too much about the surrounding context without getting to the point. And if we could do a bit more of that, we'd certainly be more appreciated in some of the countries in Europe and definitely further afield as well.
Now, I feel guilty that I've probably not got to the point quick enough already talking to you. Oh, goodness me, I better hurry up. Now, you said that the Brits are quite used to sort of adversarial ways of doing things, like, you know, we're into debating. So is that much of an impediment to how we influence others?
Yeah, I think the fact that we always want to compare and contrast and use facts and data and have debates can have some help in meetings, particularly if people want to talk through the subject.
Yeah.
But certainly in the Far East, what people are looking for are looking for common ground and shared goals. Mm-hmm. And that seems to work counter to how they would want to work in the Far East. So I think there we are seen as quite an impediment and quite negative.
And is there is this a kind of stiff upper lip type thing? Are we talking about the fact that we are unable to be direct in asking for what we want and saying what we would like to see?
Yeah, and again, I mean, I know I'm conscious of talking in massive stereotypes here, and or not everybody's the same.
Yeah.
But yes, essentially, I think the fact that we tend to be dispassionate and not include our feelings means that we stay away from saying what we really want.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk around the subject. So many meetings are taken up with waffle rather than people moving forward and getting what they want or what the organisation needs.
Yeah. And is there a sort of perfect mix of influencing skills, do you think? And what would they look like?
I think the really important piece, the way to be a perfect influencer, is to be able to flex your style, depending on the situation, depending on the culture you're working in, the person you're trying to influence, what you're trying to influence them about.
Uh-huh.
The more you're able to flex your styles from push into pull, from listening to others to saying what you think, that's what makes you a better influencer.
Great. Dr. Nicola Lincoln, thanks very much.
Thank you.